Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Do you ever face a project at school and feel so defeated you say, I'll never get all this done? That's when your mighty God can be your helper. Do you ever face things or people that make you very afraid? Can you think about how very, very big your God is and His promise to be with you at all times? Ask Him for His help. Do you sometimes struggle with temptation to sin and you feel like that sin is stronger than you are? Well, you're right. But sin is not stronger than your God. Ask Him to help you win against that sinful temptation. God knew Joshua was not strong enough to win with just the army of Gibeon to help. If you're God's child, He is for you. He's on your side. There's so many things that we battle every day. The temptation to sin, physical problems, people who want to hurt us with their words or actions, problems with school or in the home, things that make us afraid. But the Apostle Paul wrote these wonderful words to remind us, God is bigger than any of our problems. Can any problem or person win against the Lord? If you are God's child, He lives in you and works for you. Even though Jesus says that in this world we will have problems and trouble, yet we are still winners. No one can take us away from God, and no one can touch us unless God allows it. Even the Christians in areas of the world who are suffering right this moment for our Lord Jesus, they are winners. No one can take away the wonderful joy and everlasting home God has for them. When you are into more schoolwork than you feel like you can do, you will probably never finish it unless you remember and ask the Lord for His help. And there are evil things and evil people that make us afraid, but when you are afraid, let it remind you to send a quick and urgent prayer to God in heaven to be your helper. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, I will never leave you, and the Lord is my helper. Can you take your five fingers on one hand and say, I will never leave you? Put one word on each finger. And now again, the Lord is my helper. Say that on all five fingers, and you've got a wonderful thing to remember. Don't delay when you're tempted to sin. Quick! Run away from that temptation to sin and run into prayer. Pray that God will keep you from that sin. Remember, if you are God's child, the Lord is your helper. And He will do more for you than you could ever do by yourself, just as He did for Joshua. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, then you're left to face all your problems alone. Much worse, you are left to face death and eternity alone. But that is not what your loving God wants. He wants you to be His child, and He wants to be your helper. If you're not God's child, why not go now to How to Be a Child of God? Can we say Romans 8:31 together and then sing it as well? If God be for us, who can be against us?
If God be for us, who can be against us? Can anyone win against the Lord? If God be for us, who can be against us? No one can win against the Lord. Can an army win against the Lord?
No, no.
Can the devil win against the Lord?
No, no.
If God be for us, who can be against us? No one can win against the Lord. Can our problems win against the Lord?
No, no.
Can our enemies win against the Lord?
No, no.
If God be for us, who can be against us? No one can win against the Lord. Can sickness win against the Lord? No, no. Can temptation win against the Lord? No, no. If God be for us, who can be against us?
How was your checkup today?